حضرت محمد اللہ کا وقت سنانے بس آپ دراصل نالج دی مجلس کی ون مجلس کے اندر سے اسے درم بزرگ پہلے جس مجلس سے ون ڈاک سے بہت سو کم سکتے ہیں کم جس مجلس ایوری ڈے سو دیور اے کائنڈ آف اے ریلیشن شپ بٹوین دا ڈاگ اینڈ دا پرسن. It so happened after some time the dog disappeared. So he asked, "Oh, Kalwa kahan gaya?" The dog's name was Kalwa. Yes. Someone said, "Hazrat, the mating time, that time for dogs." So he took kutiya ke piche lagte. After some time, that Kalwa came. This Hazrat is saying now, I'm saying his own words. Kalwa, mujhse mohabbat to kutiya ke piche. And Hazrat said that, Kalwa, mujhse mohabbat to kutiya ke piche. In other words, let me say it in English. Kalwa, the dog, Kalwa. You got mohabbat love for me, and you're going behind dogs, other dogs. In other words, you left me and gone there. Then I said, Fata Biru. Because all those people sitting with the Khanqa mostly. Now you're just listening to it, you're not listening, then you listen for me too. Kutya ke piche. Hazrat said, you got mohabbat love for me now, for him. And then you left me and go to the others. I was trying to say to us, why are you looking at someone else? Why are you turning your eyes to someone else? Fasabiru, why don't you? So when he told that the dog that Muslim Muhammad or Kutya Kati, the dog went away and fell into one water and died. So someone came to Hazrat for Kutya Mantya. Hazrat Fasabiru. Again, as they use the word part, that means take a lesson from a dog that just by him, just said that the shame came to him, the dog, and he went down to an old pond and found himself. So, what are we supposed to do if you do such a thing from yourself? To drown ourselves too? Why did you look at yourself? When you come into your share all the time. You got muhabbat with him. Then you turn away. When you inside in front of him to the same, outside the same too. If you're not the same, then what the benefit? You just came. So what benefit did you derive? In other words, you came to me. So Hazrat, when he says, Fata Biru, he says, take a lesson. So what a big lesson is that after you have been coming, and then what have you derived from this? So much you come, near me, close to me, Hazrat and Chama, Hazrat and Bhakti of Nama. What the effect supposed to be? The effect is supposed to be that you don't look at anyone besides the Shaykh. And you learn whatever he tells you, you follow him straight away. You follow him everything, outside, inside, everywhere. You sit by him, you follow him, you go outside, you follow him. The same their pattern will be in you, one pattern, not two patterns. But you have two patterns, then what pattern? You're sitting down with this condition that you want to become a better person and you put yourself right, then when you go outside, the same condition will be with you. In other words, you got no shame. You got no shame. Where the shame gone then? So this is what the lesson that we derive from Hazrat is this one incident. We look at women, put everywhere together. We put our eyes there, we put eyes there. That's what the meaning of that. A kutiya. A kutiya ke piche lagte, it's the dog, we're going behind. That's what we are doing too. You put your eyes to other places, other places. So where is that muhabbat that you got, that love you got? If you got the love that you understood, then what will you do? Will you run around everywhere? You never run around everywhere. But why is it you're still running around everywhere? Why is your eye still going to wrong places? Why is it all you're doing all the wrong things? Then what haven't you liked? So as we gave this after ourselves, this was the Fa'atabiru, take a lesson. Very big lesson it is. So big lesson it is that you must remember this much, that once you go out, whatever you derive from here, have you thrown away? You didn't put in your heart to say it. So when a person tries to make himself more closer to Allah Ta'ala, most important is he must put his heart clean at all times and have Allah Ta'ala in heart. If you have Allah in your heart, then you do not want to look at anyone else. But you have Allah in your heart, you look at everything else. So learn a lesson, Hazrat Tanjan, learn a lesson in the dog. The big lesson, learn a lesson from a dog. And look, that dog when the sheikh told him to put your kitchen like that, sharam nahi aati, you got no shame. It affected the dog to that extent that the dog went down on one pond and killed himself, drowned himself. You know, I'm not fit to live now. I'm not fit to live. And how we are doing? What we are doing? And our hearts are not hurt for what we are doing the wrong. So if we want to become more close and dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to remember that we have shame. We have shame for Allah. That shame for Allah looking at me. One of the qualities of a person who wants to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, shame. Will you dare? Allah dare. How can I do that? Allah looking at me. If I talk to my wife, Allah looking at me. If I walk in the street, Allah looking at me. That is the main corporate condition for coming to you. You're doing business to Allah looking at me. Everything that I'm teaching, Allah looking at me. When the bazaar, Allah looking at me, that is the condition that's supposed to come in you and I. That condition, Allah looking at me. A small child too, Allah looking at me, our property. A big person too, Allah looking at me, the child. If this condition has not penetrated into our hearts, how will you come out then? So long you make a zikr all the time. But that's why there's zikr fikr in your body. The condition must come that you talk into anyone. You bring that Allah is with you. Sharam nahi aate ki that big person talking to you, so disrespect him. Sharam nahi aate ki your father is talking to you, so disrespect your father. No sharam. In other words, sharam for everything. Shame, shame. You cannot talk to your wife properly. You got no shame. So when the Guru told the dog like that, then what, how much shame you must have? You do not have that shame, then move that. Sharam is shame is a very important thing. But shame. That Allah looks what shame is there. People say, no, for your sake I'm frightened. And Allah says, when Guru told a very nice thing, he said, when Abdullah Shaykh walk with you, keep away from all sins. And the one looking at you all the time, or who's going to remain all the time with you, you don't make sin. Keep away from sin for that. So how important it is to have the shameless that Allah looking at. That's why one of the muraqabah that you look at when you come to the masjid, sit down quietly instead of talking to others, after you stood up, my Allah is looking at me. Contemplate on that at least. That few minutes you sit down there and contemplate Allah is looking at me. 5 times a day you do that, what will happen to you? And he said you come to Allah looking at you. And how long it takes to do that? But we got time to talk to friends and everyone else, but we have no time to put ourselves in this way. And how Allah makes it so easy that few minutes just sit down and you contemplate Allah looking at you. But while you're sitting here thinking Allah looking at me. Now the moment you get that Allah looking at me, you feel so shy, you feel sharam, you do not want to commit any guna or so. Khuda said it was being a third, you know. Pevas boja. Pevas boja means get stamped in your heart that Allah is looking at you. The moment is stamped in your heart, Allah is looking at you, it must not come out. It must not come out, it must be stamped in your heart that whatever you do, everything that you do, you have to shame that Allah is looking at you. Like that shepherd, You know the shepherd Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went and he saw the shepherd there, what he told the shepherd? You know the story, the very famous story is. He was there, they were traveling, so he told the shepherd, "No, why don't you give me one sheep now? Come on, man. Let's make a deal like how we talk today. No one looking here. You know how we talk here today? No one looking here. Let's make a deal, man. No one, the car deal or what deal or whatever deal it is. No one looking at us." Then they straight away look at the shepherd. What happened then? No one looking. What do you say? Allah is looking. When you got your heart stamped with Him, He's there with you all the time. You never turn, He will never allow you to do something wrong. When you become true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you stand in heart that condition, then you will speak to it like Allah is speaking. You look into it like Allah is looking. In other words, it prevents you from committing one sin to Munasim Bongoi Rahmatullahi. When you lost your eyesight, then they open the kitab and they told you the fala kitab mein masla hai. It was never there. It was never there. That masla was never in the kitab. He said, "No," he said, "Lao." He opened the kitab, he saw the page, he saw the answer. It was there. Then what is kya hua? He said, "Allah ta'ala made wada with me. Whatever you say to me, I won't make you tell a lie. I won't make you tell a lie." When you become Allah Ta'ala, you see what happens to you. But do not become with that intention. Become close to Allah Ta'ala to keep Allah happy. Whatever you do in this world, there must be no motives. That means I'm going through difficulties, let me now close to become close to Allah Ta'ala, I'll get a lot of money. Or I want that kind of house and that kind of orchard I want. So let me become close to Allah Ta'ala. That intention. No. Whether He gives an orchard or you a hut. Your duty, your relationship is not for the orchard or hut. Your relationship is for the Allah. He tells you, "No, I want you to go down the street, down the ground, or remain down the ground." So the condition we have with us is that our relation with Allah is not there. He's not there. We only use Him the time when we want to use Him. Use Him when He wants you to use Him, not when you want to use Him. And then you see how close you become with Him. And then Allah wants to. You're making a zikr also, you're not making a zikr because why? You don't want to make zikr. But the thing that you make zikr when your nafs says make zikr, you don't want to make zikr. Zakirna Allah Zakir. Allah has seen a Quran. But make zikr all the time. So this is our condition today, that our relation with Allah Ta'ala is not right. But bring that condition strong into us, strong into us. No motives at all. We must not keep anyone happy besides Allah. At every moment, no matter if you have to be, if you found guilty, you go to jail, but you keep Allah alive. So how nice is that incident has been told us. Everyone, also, leave their wives and look at others. When you go into the bazaar, your eyes are going, if you sit in the majlis, you go outside, your eyes are going to everywhere else. How can I talk so much? I'm only talking with a cell phone. That is a killer today. If you're not going to the bazaar, but you've got a cell phone in your house, but the whole night the husband looking at it. I get complaints every day from everyone, from good families. What are they doing? If they not come causing harm, what happens? But then remember, we are not here to take at anyone's faults. Look at our own faults. That's why the majlis is, don't look at the faults of people, but always look at the goodness of people. Always look at the goodness. Do not look at the faults of anyone. That person who looks at faults of everyone else, Allah Ta'ala makes him punish of that kind that he will not be. He will realize his relationship with Allah Ta'ala become far. Because he's got a condition of this kind that he looks at for others. But the moment you look at the goodness of everyone, then you become close to Allah. That person who always thinks of himself is most sinner, bigger sinner. You find he's always elevating him all the time. Elevated. But the person who tells himself not to be a sinner, you find that he's always been belittled and down. And one sin that's always been punished in the world is pride.
One of the sins that Allah punished is pride in this world. So that person who has a sign of this kind to look at for the others, he's already rejected by Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from that. Very quickly we look at thoughts of others, very quickly. We forget that that man got one fault, got 10 faults. We forget that part. He only looked at his one fault, he's running down, but if you begin to think of your own fault, you forget his faults. That's why they say, think of goodness of the person, not the bad. When you think of goodness of the person, then you find it. The faults of others are. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when you should see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the moon, it should say, you cannot compare the moon with Nabi Kareem, how handsome and the noor on his face. But this Abu Jahl, you should look at Nabi Kareem, what you should think? It will be completely different. You don't want to see the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one side of beauty is that kind and is so bright and full of noor, Abu Huraira says, but when you got the heart of Abu Jahl, what happened? So when a person begins to find faults, they will become like this. They will become that his heart becomes also hard. So we have to try a little bit. And the most important thing in this matter, do not pick up faults with anyone. Try to take out your own faults. They say when you begin to think of counting your own faults, you come to realize there's no time to take out anyone's faults at all. If you take stock from this morning till now, take a page to look, love, write down every day all your faults. I promise you, there is so much of fault in there, you begin to say, Ya Allah, what I am. That will bring down to earth that I'm no one. I'm no one. But because you look at people, others fall with you, you're someone. So bring that condition that every day take stock of yourself. They take Hasibu, Hablan, to Hasan. At night, what we are supposed to do is not to look at the cell phone or the phone, but at night we are supposed to say, Khasibu qablan tu khasibu, I'm sleeping now, Ya Allah, I'm taking hisab of the day, whatever I've done for the day. If I've done good deeds, Allah, I thank you, Allah, with dumud. That's what we're supposed to do. And then if you've got any fault, take a fault of that thing and count your fault, think of that fault. I promise you, when you begin to count your fault all the time, a condition will come into you that you feel you're nothing. And you can become to realize, oh Allah, I ask forgiveness. So why is this one? So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, so our main purpose is what? To become close to Allah. Our main purpose is to become close to Allah. No one else. And it's very easy to become close to Allah. And the easiest way is that you have to have someone who is pious, who you trust. When you look at him, his condition, you begin to become more clear. You see him that if you sit in his company, you feel you're closer to Allah. Then reject the person you sit by him and give all your stories to him, all your sickness. Before they should give the sickness, now they hide the sickness. So how do you expect a person to progress? You find everyone today, we hide, we say we're making tahajjud namaz, we're making zikr and all, but not a one day he said, I'm making ghibah. Not one day, and whole day is backbiting. Not one day he said that my eyes are going to the wrong places. I'm looking this, I'm looking at that, nothing at all. He won't say that. So how can it be progressing then? How can it be sickness can come right? So the most important thing that you must try to do is to give your sickness to the shape or whoever you trust. Because there's a very big trust in this. Trust in this matter, whoever you talk to is between you and him and Allah Ta'ala. This is a road to Allah Ta'ala, is with, and you must not hide from your trust. Why do you only talk of this one? You know that I'm doing namaz, I'm doing zikr and all. Why don't you say that you've got bad qualities in you? Those bad qualities have to come in the heart of your heart. Those bad qualities are called akhlaq razila. Akhlaq razila. That bad qualities of malice, anger, pride, jealousy, to be envious, all those things, why do you not focus here? If you only work on one sickness, on the pride, that is the root of all sickness. The Shaykh, you know, when he works on, he just say you got pride in you, you must say, I got pride, work on that. But once you become to that condition, I do not look down at anyone, no matter who he is. The lowest of the kafir can be, you not look down at him until that condition does not come in you. You know him far. You know him far. That condition comes in that I'm worse than that person. Leave alone us. Like Hazrat Munashim Gongoi Rahmatullah Ali. He's sitting in a class day, he's sitting in the class. How do you take me as? He says, Hazrat, we take you there. We take you so high, because you know, no doubt, very high. But so high, it's unreal. One of the highest, you know, Buzurgs of that time. When Hazrat Munashim Gongoi Badi Rahmatullah Ali reached over 100 years old, someone came to him, the Hazrat made dua for him, he said, Mere paas mat jao, woh ke paas jao. And he's like a baby in front of him. And he is giving, and the people should teach there, he teaches good. When he teaches Bukhari Sharif there, people from other madrasa come sit down there by him. Kashmir Rahmatullah Ali, Ambar Kashmir Rahmatullah Ali, very great Buzurg. He said that when he went in the company of Munashim Gongoi Rahmatullah in class of Bukhari Sharif, he said, that is the place. But when he told his asked his students, what you think of me, he said that you are like this and like that. The Khuda has cut so many things in the world. And welcome. In your eyes, you may think he's high, but in his eyes, the way he wants to see me reach, he's very far from me. The road to Allah is no end. Man tries to level this all the time. But in your eyes, we all take him as a very great saint. But in his eyes of own, they call him to listen himself, Tawazu, Ya Allah, I'm Kushmani. Because they always had this thing in them. It's not me I'm doing, it's Allah Ta'ala doing everything. It never crosses them heart at any time that they have done anything. It's all Allah Ta'ala is doing. Today we are this time. You know, these days, before the ulama of that time, they had so much of knowledge, but they said, I know nothing. But today, of their time, they got no knowledge, but they, I know everything. That's the difference. Because they stayed in the company of pious. They knew the value of it. Hazrat Munashim Gongoi, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, what a nice thing he said. He said, this must get an alim, or anyone who thinks he must, it is further on him to stay in the company of pious. Otherwise, that knowledge will mislead him. Mislead him. What was the reason for Shaitan with the knowledge that he had? Why was he misled? Because he became a legend, became the Shaykh. Did not listen to Allah Ta'ala. Did not listen. That's why when Abu Qari Gilani Rahmatullah Ali, the time when he was in the desert and they wanted water, and the glass water came from gold water, from gold glass, he gave it to him. He looked at it and said, this is gold now, I cannot use it. Although he was so thirsty, he cannot use it. So he said that you are thirsty, now my drink it. He said, I cannot drink it. And said, how will I afford it? So that when he went away, there was Shaitan that was. He said to him that your knowledge saved you. He says, I'm sorry, Ma Allah saved me. He did not rely on his knowledge, put his leg on. Do not rely on your knowledge. Do not rely on anything. It's Allah you rely on. When Mahasaj should give us that instant, he says, what a great person he was, but he knew what is. That's called side of Tazkiyah. You know, Tazkiyah block? Nafs. Straight away without anything. Ma'Allah. Allah. So staying in the company of pious people is very important. Very important, just for a few minutes too. More than reading nafil namaz, you can read all your nafil namaz, you spend all night nafil namaz. But just say 5 minutes for nothing with a person who's pious, who really pious, close to Allah and close to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See what they say to take this. So today in these times, we pull up this fitna with ground around us all the time. All kind of fitna. We all are in the fitna. I'll never forget my husband's one statement. Ziyada masjid, madrasa, hai, sab kuch hai, all ziyada fitna phail raha. With all that, there's more fitna taking place. Look at the fitna taking place. I don't know to tell you. People are going out for classes, people go to this class and that class, all kind of classes going. But what in the end, what it is? Look at the condition of Islam. Fitna is increasing. That's why it's more important. Bring your children to smoke. They may not understand anything, but they're sitting there, inshallah, Allah will give them. Allah will give them hidayat in the punish. How important it is. We do not understand it at all. It prevents you from committing sins. You get awareness of committing the sin. Just sitting in the company of this, yes, you must come with a clean heart. You come with that? You don't come with a clean heart, then you can go to the most learned person too. But because you went down, you know nothing, you won't get nothing. But if you nothing too, but you think you're a high person, you get everything. You get it? You know, there was thieves, there were some thieves, you know. They went to one masjid, they came to one place, and they said, what are we going to do here? We can't do nothing. Let them go to Kultar North, Maulvi Baniya, and then he said, no, Mu'admik Allah Allah. They know nothing. And the chief of the mission, Subhanallah, that's what Subhanallah is. They make him Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Everyone can say Subhanallah. Hey, mashallah, Hanukkah. So now the person who was little bit sincere, he then sat down by his company and sat down there and all that. So one day he asked the chief of the chief, how the status? Now he got worried. Allah, don't open my statement. You know, you have covered me so long, Allah Ta'ala, he said so. Now you open me out of disgrace. And this person is contemplating, he can't see his schedule anywhere. He's on the ground all the time. He said, I've got more worries. But he sat down quietly, he said, he's crying to Allah Ta'ala. But the effect was that Allah raised him so high. He said, no, I see, mashallah, you've gone very high. What I'm trying to tell you, what effect it takes in sitting by a company. Pious company can make everything. Do not take a pious company to be a small thing. It's a very big thing. So if you only do that and keep away from gunas, the most important, keep away from sins. If you don't keep away from sins, it's got nothing. Gunas is nafrat, hate for sins. Take the sin to be a poison. My dear friend, I'm begging you. You do not know. Do that, you see how close it comes to Allah. Allah Ta'ala mulkani tawfiq nasib wa da'a hamdulillah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma nas'aluka as-sifa wal ikrah wal amana wa husna al-khuluq wa ridha min qabl. Rabbana atina min lawna wa qina adhaban innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma nas'aluka al-hudaa fil jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatik. Sallallahu ta'ala ala kulli shay'in wa rahmatika.